The breathing meditation. Take a moment or two to get comfortable. If you're sitting, then allow your spine to adopt its natural upright shape about 2 to 3 centimetres from the back of the chair. Put your hands in your lap in whatever position feels the most comfortable and natural. And begin by closing your eyes and then tune into the world around you. You might hear some noise. Might be from cars, wind, rain, music or voices. Whatever is here, pay attention to the sounds for a few moments. Try to remain open to the sounds, rather than being drawn into them. Try not to change anything. Simply notice how they rise, change, and then pass away again. Now gather up your awareness and spend a few moments paying attention to the feelings in your body. Can you feel the chair supporting your weight? The floor under your feet? Clothes on your skin? Really tune in to the sensations, noticing how they rise and fall. And when you're ready, move your attention to the breath, to wherever the sensations of breathing are the strongest. You might feel the air as it flows in through your nose, mouth, lips, or throat, or as it flows into your lungs. Really doesn't matter where, just focus on wherever the breath feels the most powerful. Try to bring a sense of curiosity to whatever you find. Not trying to change anything in any way, just following its natural, flowing rhythm. Notice how the muscles of your chest and back stretch on the in-breath and relax on the out-breath, and how your shoulders rise and fall with the breath. Really notice any areas of tightness or achiness. Notice how these change with the rhythm of the breath. Start to become aware of the qualities of your breath. Is it fast or slow? Cool on the in-breath and warm on the out-breath? Or perhaps it's smooth, shallow or laboured? Notice the moment you begin to breathe in and the brief pause before you start to breathe out again. Follow the breath all the way in and all the way out. Sooner or later, your mind will wander. And when you notice, pay attention to the thoughts or feelings flickering across your mind. Allow them to come and go. As best you can, try not to criticize, judge, or engage with them in any way. Simply accept them for what they are, as events in the mind. Try to remember that thoughts aren't facts. No matter how real or compelling they might feel, and if it helps, imagine that you're looking at them, as if from the outside, rather than becoming wrapped up inside them. But whatever happens, try to be as warm and understanding to yourself and your thoughts as you can. And when you're ready, bring your attention back to the breath. When your mind wanders again, remember that meditation isn't about having a blank or empty mind. It's about learning how your mind works. So realizing that your mind has wandered is the meditation. And if your mind should become filled with powerful thoughts or feelings, you can try gently acknowledging them by silently saying to yourself, thinking, thinking, worrying, worrying, or whatever feels the most appropriate. Notice how thoughts and feelings tend to melt away when you stop arguing or engaging with them. When you simply acknowledge their presence in your mind, and then gently bring your attention back to the breath. Sooner or later, your mind will wander again. When you realize it's happened, try observing the thoughts themselves. It doesn't matter whether they take the form of words or pictures. Simply pay attention for a moment or two, and then return to the breath. When you feel ready, start to bring this meditation to a close. What can you hear? become aware of the space around you. And gently open your eyes and soak up whatever's in front of you. Gradually begin to move. Have a stretch if you'd like to. And as you do so, spend a few seconds paying attention to how you feel. Really tune into your mental and physical landscape. And remember to give yourself time to make a smooth transition to whatever you're doing next.